and another porch back over here, you know, for the back. The bathroom just set in there.
What would you call this room that we're in now?
Well, this, call this a living room.
Uh-huh.
And bedroom, you know, here on each side. And then it's this other one's a bedroom. And that's the dining room, kitchen together.
People don't use the term front room anymore?
Oh, yeah, they say front room or living room. She just won't know, you know, they have different...
Oh, she's calling it a gallery.
Yeah, she's asked me to know that. I said, yeah, I did. I've heard people say gallery lots of times.
Uh-huh.
But I don't always, we just say porches now. I guess we change up.
What about dog trot or dog run? Do you ever hear of kind of a porch or a hall called a dog trot?
No, I don't believe I have.
The what?
Dog trot. The porches or the hall? Now, they used to, some, a lot of the house, the older houses, had halls, you know, between.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did have a hall.
Did they have a special name for that hall?
No, just a hall. So
uh-huh.
So I, not much of an illustration.
Let's see, what's this right here is the living room and...
Yeah, and bedroom on each side.
What do they call it around back there? Some of them sleeping porch.
Oh, yeah, it has several windows, but it's a bedroom.
What's the sleeping?
Oh, they call some sleeping porches, you know, that just have screened in or lots of windows, and the screened in generally have some curtains. But we just call it a bedroom, I mean. And there are two fireplaces. See, it's one in this room and one in the,
mm-hmm.
in the bedroom in there.
And this is the back porch here?
Yes. It doesn't go. Yeah, the bathroom's joined it there, you see.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in this house?
Oh, let's see. About 40 years, I guess. Could think of the year, but I can't think now.
Porch to the ground, you have.
How?
To get from the porch down to the ground, you would have. What do you have outside to get from?
Oh, just steps, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about a fireplace, the open part on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Oh, this is, it's just the. Oh, that hearth, we'll call it, you know, the
mm-hmm.
the hearth at the fireplace. Of course, some of the fireplaces are made differently. This just out. And the little mantelpiece, we'll call it the top, you know, over.
Uh-huh. What about the thing in the fireplace that you set the wood on?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Yeah, they're called andirons.
Uh-huh.
The andirons, and then, of course, you... Just any? Have other little things, you know, such as
anything else people used to call the andirons?
No, I can't think of any.
Do you ever hear dog irons at fire?
Oh yeah, I have heard dog irons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know when you said that, yeah. And it's, but I never did hear I was called dog irons, and we had fireplaces here. I mean, when I was a child. But I have heard people call them dog irons.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, it would be, you see, we have pine timber, and we'd have rich, it's pine, you may know, or maybe you don't, but